for Shizzle. Right.
Herbalicious. Ace to the E to the RB.
This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
This is Stefan.
Hi, this is Johnny.
This is Samantha.
Me, it's really come.
I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Oh, you're depressed, sister.
This is Brandy.
This is Herb. How's it going?
This is Carlos.
I'm Nathan.
And Ryan.
And you're listening to Foul Monkey.
Praise White Jesus. Praise White Jesus. Praise White Jesus.
That's our favorite part.
Well, hey there.
Hello, you're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 113. This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
This is Flossie.
This is Drew.
If probably many of you are wondering who the hell Flossie is.
Yeah, she's my mom, and she came to visit on Thursday, and we're very happy to have her here. And this is her first time in Lakeland and first time on the show. And
she's really excited.
Yeah.
Very excited.
She's like, all right, you guys just guide me. And we're like, no, just talk.
Let me take a picture of you talking into your microphone. Let me take a picture with you with your headphones on.
This is true.
So we told her how the show goes. Pretty much we just talk about anything, and so that's what we do.
Yeah.
So what we'll do is I guess we'll go into what Flossie did for the week while she's been here, if you want, and then say the best parts and the bad parts and all that good stuff.
Okay. Well, I'm very happy to be here. Thank you for allowing me to be here with you and sharing this momentous occasion. What did we do while we were here? I've had nothing but a great time, seriously.
It's great. Huh?
Yeah, it's been wonderful being with my son and Ricky and meeting Drew. Yeah. It's really been awesome.
Sorry
as
for
you
the
guys
other
say.
Oh, I'm sorry. See okay. how we interrupt each other? We do it all the time.
All the time.
But I want to say sorry to the other Foul Monkeys people that they didn't get to meet you, but maybe next time.
Oh yes. Yeah, that would be cool. So what do? We went to the beach yesterday, one of my favorite things in life. That was great.
Yeah, this is like the first time that I went to the beach since I've been in Florida, like living here. I went we went in March, like came to visit you.
We went in September. In March.
But it's like, I don't know, we haven't gotten time. You know, it just didn't happen, so it was pretty cool to go over there. We stayed in the water for like 2 hours or something. Just like talking. And try not to touch nasty crap underneath the water.
Oh, yeah. My foot kept hitting this hard thing on the bottom. I was like, oh, my God, it's going to kill me.
It's a turd. It's a turd.
It's a turd. I hope it's not hard if it's a turd.
Ooh. He was constipated.
I was going to say, it's the same like theory behind like having a pool. Like when you have a pool, you never go to swimming. But when you're like don't have a pool and your friends have pools, you always go to the pool and swim.
Yeah, right.
You're like, let's go swimming.
That's true. And then Cedric kept saying, talk to those Latins over there and find out where there's a Cuban restaurant.
Yeah, so I speak Spanish to those people. For anybody that doesn't know, my mom is basically Puerto Rican. She's not citizenship Puerto Rican, but she was raised there. And if you hear her talking Spanish, say something in Spanish.
Oye, ¿cómo va?
She's very Puerto Rican. So whenever we're out, I like her to flex her Spanish skills because I think it's really funny. And I love the look on like people's faces when they think we're just some like dumb white Americans, and she's like, oh yeah, and they're like, oh my god, ay Dios mío, you know, and they give you this look like, holy crap, it's Zorro, you know.
That reminds me of a story.
Okay, go ahead.
When Herb was a little
for everyone out there, Herb's real name is Cedric.
Yeah. Nobody calls me that in Florida, so
the secret's out.
So when he was a little boy, we took him to the beach because we lived in Miami, Florida. He's a very white boy, and so we're in the water swimming around and everything, and there were these,
and you'd think I'd have a tan from living in Florida, but it just never happened.
Yeah, never happened. Exactly. So we're swimming around and everything. He's like about 6 months old, a year old, something like that, and these women nearby are looking at us, are like four women, middle-aged women. They're looking at us and they're smiling and they're saying in Spanish, because they don't know that I understand. They're like, oh, that poor little white boy, he's gonna get such a sunburn. Oh, how terrible, but they're just smiling as they're saying this. Yeah, and then I look at him and I go, no se preocupe, porque yo puse un montón de sunscreen. Así que él va a estar bien, no te preocupe.
So for our non-Spanish speaking people, what did you just say?
That
just
means like not to worry. He has plenty of sunscreen. He won't get burnt.
And they're like, they look at her like freaking crazy.
They were like, oh my God.
Like, that's right. You can't.
I cannot wait to do that. Like, when I learn Spanish,
yeah,
and I'm gonna be all like country. I'm gonna be talking like this, and then Spanish people are gonna be talking about me and like in Spanish. And they're like,
oh, that's no, but like Spanish.
Like, I wanted to touch on something because of this, because a lot of people don't realize, like, everybody, you know, everybody who's not white talks about racism and all this stuff that's happened in the past and whatever, and it's like, dude. You don't even know. You know, like, today, how frustrating it can be to be a white American person who's just, like, normal and respects people and, you know, whatever, and nothing is a big deal, but every other person that comes into our country seems to think we're idiots and we don't understand their language and we can't assimilate and we can't adapt to the fact that there's different kinds of people in our country because there's Americans. And it's, like, just the fact that it freaks them out that you speak Spanish, I think is sad. It's like, dude, just because her color of her skin doesn't mean she can't speak two languages, you know? Mm-hmm. In Europe, there's tons of white people that speak five languages because they have to for school. So, I don't know. I don't think we've talked about that. But I think that's, like, that's weird that, like, people expect white people to not know anything and to, you know, eat fried chicken and to, like, inbred with each
rednecks.
Other. Yeah, yeah. And we're all rednecks, exactly.
Oh, we're not brothers?
By blood.
You should have heard what your mom said earlier. She was so dirty.
Uh-oh. Hey, it's funny. Where do you think I get it from?
We were talking about the plantains, and she was like, ooh, I should buy a bunch of plantains at Publix and put them in my suitcase and take them home. And I was like, well, they probably wouldn't let you do that because you're not allowed to take, like, fruits across state lines
right,
and stuff.
Right.
And then we were talking. I said, yeah, Flossie. Somebody would come up to me and be like, is that a plantain in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? And she said, well, let me check it out for you. I was like, dirty girl.
He's speechless. He's like, my mom, yeah, okay, I forgot. She's a woman.
So anyway, it is cool that she speaks Spanish, and that's always like, I can get my point across in Spanish, and I can understand generally what people are saying, but it's never been, like, a huge, you know, thing for me. But it's always cool, like, whenever... Like, we've been to Puerto Rico, like, 5 times, and every time we're there, I mean, it's like, I don't need a GPS. I have my mom, you know what I mean? Like, and wherever you go, it's like, you know, like yesterday, it was yesterday. Yesterday was so long, it seems like 2 days ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we went to... when we were at the beach, you know... Ricky was like, well, just because they're Hispanic doesn't mean they're going to know stuff around here. They could be visiting. And I'm like, yeah, but you know they have some cousin or some aunt or something over here.
That's
like,
right there.
They're brothers.
They're like,
cousins.
Oh, yeah, my cousin. You know, I tell him we go to the restaurant. Okay, he owns it, you know.
Stereotypes are sad, but they are most of the time true.
It's true.
So, actually, yesterday when we were on our way back from the beach, we actually saw a full rainbow going all the way around.
Yeah,
like double the entire rainbow. Like sky. Which
yeah,
I don't
it was
think
a
I've
double
seen
rainbow.
Since I was a kid.
Like, you can actually see it from one side of the earth to the other side.
It was gay pride in Tampa.
Yeah, it was gay pride.
Yes,
it was double gay pride because yes. It was two of them.
That's right.
And Flop was like, look, oh my God, it's a full one. And Herb's like, yeah, okay.
I told you. You think that, like, women, when I do my woman impersonation voice, I get it from her. That's what it is.
It was exciting. When I saw it, I was like, oh, my God.
But it was really weird because it was, like, black as hell in front of us, but the sun was coming from behind us.
Yes.
It was really weird.
Ooh.
And we could actually see, like, the storm, like, happening. Of course, it was over Lakeland. So
of course. We drove through it in like 2 seconds, though. It was like,
right.
Yes.
Florida weather.
Yes, Florida weather. That's for sure.
Flossie's like, I think it's a tornado.
Yeah, like, we spent like an hour and a half.
I don't see a tunnel.
We spent like a tunnel. We spent like an hour and a half looking for shoes to get into this restaurant because they were like, no flip-flops or tank tops. So Ricky's like, well, all I have is flip-flops. So we spent like forever.
I'm sorry, but in Florida, especially Central Florida to the tip of Florida, I think flip flops are suitable
no,
shoes.
No, I know, but it's like you gotta
especially have a restaurant by the water.
Right.
Exactly.
No, but it's like you gotta at least have a pair of shoes in your car, because what if your car breaks down and you have to walk? Walking
That's
5 miles.
That's what flip-flops are for.
No.
I can walk in flip-flops.
No.
It's uncomfortable, but you can.
You guys were like, we're not walking all the way around Lake Mirror because it's so long.
No, we were
like,
tired.
It's right there. I wanted to show them. In Lake Mirror, we have this like this lake downtown. We have this huge like bomb shelter that's really creepy. And like one side of it, apparently they're repairing
Wait a minute,
one side.
It's a bomb
of it.
Shelter, right? That's up under the
city. It goes
city
like
of
underneath the city. Like
you know where
sewers.
Lake Mirror is
yeah.
and all that. Those
I've
big
that
heavy
before,
doors.
I didn't realize
that's
a bomb
shelter.
Shelter.
Yeah.
Or some yes. kind of like Ghostbuster.
That's what I thought. I
yeah.
just thought, ooh, haunted pavilion. They kill people.
But anyway, part of the sidewalk was like, you couldn't go on it. So we had to walk back the same way again and then walk, like, overlap our steps. They're like, oh my God, it's so far. It's so hot. And I'm like, aren't you guys from, you're from Florida.
I'm sorry, but I am fat and I was sweaty and I did not want to work or walk anymore.
I'm pretty sure if you would have had some support issues, it would have been better.
Yeah. And my excuse is I went to the Phoenix Art Museum with a bunch of people.
Just the week before?
The week before, and I was walking for hours looking at all this magnificent
like
art. Yes, like Disney World. That was my excuse.
All right.
But bottom line, we did it anyway.
Yeah,
it we
cool.
saw
yeah.
the bomb shelter.
Was it creepy?
Yes, it
yeah.
was.
Well, you really can't go in. It has these huge iron gates in front of it.
But it's just
and
like it's just cool
huge
looking. Like what city
doors.
Has that?
Screw
you know?
Those
I mean,
gates.
Like,
yeah.
I've never been in a city that has that.
I wouldn't go in there, even if there was a bomb.
I think the reason they don't keep it open though is because like drifters and like squatters will probably go in there,
and like yeah. teenagers in there
and like
having
drug
sex.
Addicts, yeah,
yeah.
having like. Crack addict babies and
yes,
stuff.
Yes, exactly.
Of course.
Exactly.
Like leaving people underground, like what's his name, Blast from the Past. Remember that movie?
What?
Do you ever see that movie?
No.
Where they lock Brendan Fraser
yeah.
underground and he like wakes up in like today's age. Cause
I
they
thought that was
him.
Ice Age or Ice or...
Encino Man?
Encino Man.
Yeah, that's another
Encino
movie
Man,
where
yeah,
he comes
yeah.
back from the
it,
past.
Yeah, he's done it twice. He's really
yeah,
done it twice, yeah.
yeah. Are you kidding
And the
me?
Mummy, too. Like, he goes into the past in the pyramid or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the same thing. I don't know. Brendan Fraser's weird.
He doesn't like
What
time.
Happened to Brendan Fraser?
I don't know, but I used to
He had,
to
like,
love
a
him.
Baby and stuff.
He was on Scrubs.
He did Monkey
and
Bones,
it.
And he dropped off face.
Yeah.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
The guy who was in The Mummy, remember? Remember the guy who was in The Mummy?
Kind of.
And he, oh, the George of the Jungle guy.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He
yes.
did, like, the newer George of the
oh,
Jungle.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. You're like, oh, yes, loving cop.
I love you.
No. I want to know from a woman's perspective, whose age I won't mention because you'll probably slap me. What's with a woman in age, first of all?
Well, I don't have a problem with it. I don't mind
What's
telling
her,
people.
How old are you?
52.
She's 52. Can you
Woo!
Believe that? And she knows more about computers than probably anybody else her age, ever. Unless they've been working on computers since, like, the Steam ones. You know what I mean? But, okay, what kind of men do you find attractive? I don't think I've ever asked you.
Younger than me.
No, I mean like
oh!
See, guys, it's not always in the gay world.
There we go.
No, but I mean like give us like celebrity examples so everybody can relate, like we know. Let me guess, Denzel Washington?
He's good looking. Very good looking man,
Hugh Hefner?
Yes. I forget what he looks like.
The Playboy
Isn't he some
guy.
Old fart?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But he's rich.
That means nothing
that makes
to
him
me.
Beautiful.
I make my own money.
All righty then.
Beyonce. Back in the day.
She upgrades.
Okay, men. Okay, Kevin Costner.
Like not with long hair, though.
Ew.
I don't care. He's good anyway.
Okay, and then who else?
Kevin Costner.
Tom Cruise.
Tom
of
Cruise.
Oh, he's crazy.
Even
now,
with
though.
The even with the fake teeth.
Even with Scientology blood.
I don't care. And my ex husband used to say he's so short because I'm tall.
Yeah, he is short.
And I
you
go,
can't.
You know what? When you're laying down, it doesn't matter.
Oh,
damn.
Mama Cedric.
Yeah. Where is it? Where is it?
I've completely fallen out of my duties.
Yeah, where's the sound, Drew?
No, not that one.
Uh-oh. No. Don't want to be nice.
Right.
Where is it? The woman.
The woman? There we go. There we go.
We're way too late on our sound effects.
Right.
Yeah.
Drew's, like, falling down. You're fired.
It's true. That's because usually I insult people with my sounds, but I can't insult Mama Cedric.
Right.
All right, say it again. Say the same thing you just said again, and he'll play it.
No,
noise.
No, no, no. Oh, okay.
I said that my ex-husband, I used to mention Tom Cruise and how handsome he is and those beautiful blue eyes and that beautiful smile and that positive, lively attitude. And my husband would say at the time, but he's so short. And because my ex-husband is tall and I'm tall. Mm-hmm. And I'd say, it doesn't matter how tall you are when you're laying down.
Whore.
And that's what I do on the show.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Drew.
I just ate the microphone, too.
Oh, you're supposed to play I Like Turtles.
Oh, it's only for you, but I got to do it for myself since I ate it.
I like turtles.
All right, so.
Oh, so.
I feel like I'm on Howard Stern.
We're so much funnier than him. Him and his Kenny G hair.
Weird Al Yankovic hair.
Yeah.
Oh.
His weird mullet thing.
I mean that in a positive way. Just like they're having fun and we're laughing.
You mean that in a We Should Be on Serious Radio instead of him sort of
that running
away?
Absolutely. That's it. Yeah. That's it.
There you go.
Just keep saying fuck.
So, wow. Herb's mom made us some good food this week.
Oh my God, Puerto Rican food is amazing. People know how to cook.
It was good.
Well, what happened was after we couldn't find you shoes.
By the way, we stopped in this one place at a Family Dollar or a Dollar General or whatever, and it was a bad area of town. I was like, okay, so I thought they would have like slip-on shoes in there,
something.
And all they had were like flip-flops and then baby shoes. I'm like, okay, well, whatever.
It's for like the 10 million kids over there with the Lexus and the satellite dish.
That's rude.
I know.
So we come home. We can't find the Columbia restaurant. Or we've actually found the Columbia restaurant. We just couldn't find shoes because I had to have flip-flops.
Wait, which one were you guys at? The St. Peter Tampa one?
Ybor. Ybor City.
Okay, yeah. Well, Ybor Tampa. Psh.
Oh.
So then we're in the car driving back, and I'm like, wait a minute, I have all the material.
You're like, wait a minute, I'm Puerto Rican, I know how to cook.
Yes.
we'll just have it there.
I can make picadillo, and then all of a sudden, let's make tostones.
For anybody that doesn't know what picadillo is, it is amazing. It's ground chuck with rice, a bunch of different seasonings, onions, green peppers, and raisins.
Tomato sauce and raisins.
Yeah, and it
wine.
Is so
and
wine.
Freaking
Don't
amazingly
forget the good.
Good
part.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, like, best. Like, you need to have some, Drew. We still have more, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
You need to have a bowl. It's like.
And I learned
bomb.
How to cook rice.
Yes. And picadillo. And tostones.
Which is. We should tell him the story why Herb was in the shower. We were cooking the rice, and we all of a sudden it started getting really, really sudsy, and we're like. And Flossie goes,
colors.
Did he, like, rinse the soap out? I was like, I don't know. It looks like really soapy. So
you
we're like,
I know how to do this.
So we're like, all right, let's pour it out.
Rice is
and
cheap.
And then we're like, right,
yeah,
rice
it was like
is
like
cheap.
Mahatma.
And we threw enough rice. We threw away enough rice probably to feed like 50 million African children.
No, Indian
a
children.
A grain of rice each. Whatever.
So Flossie's like, when he gets out of the shower, we're gonna say something. And then so we look, we do it again, and then it starts doing the exact same thing.
Yes.
And we're like, oh, we'll just okay. This is
right, we won't mention it. We don't want to hurt his feelings.
But so we made rice and tostones,
and then we watched. The other night we watched like part of Pitch Black and part of Inside Man when I went to work.
That was a good movie.
Yeah,
that
was
really good.
And then we watched a little bit of Titanic.
Yeah.
We ended up watching like the last like 2 hours of it, which is not even half. So I'm just joking. And then last night we watched Dragonfly. I don't know. We just keep watching movies. But what was I gonna say? And then I don't know. We've had fun. And,
hanging out, relaxing. Mm-hmm.
I feel like you've been here for a while, but at the same time, it's like you're already going home tomorrow, which is crazy.
Yeah, I know.
So I don't know. Time moves weird here since I moved here. It's like I feel like I haven't. Like I feel like I'm
it's
still
like three
on vacation.
Hours faster.
Well, no. No, I mean, like, I feel like I'm still on vacation, but at the same time, it seems like the weeks just, like, fly by. Like, before I know it, I'm already getting paid again, and it's already time to pay bills again. Like, it's going by real fast.
Well, so. I don't like to think of bills.
Yeah.
Time goes by fast.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just, you know, it happens. So.
Well, you know how it is when you're having fun.
But anyway,
time flies.
Tonight, Ricky, best boyfriend ever, bought me this monitor. this 19-inch flat screen monitor that I totally like scored for $100.
And he said, "Happy anniversary, happy birthday, Merry Labor Christmas, Day. Happy Labor Day."
And I'm like, "Hey, well, 12 I
guess
that's
years, cool. You're set."
Because I used to have like two monitors, like when I was living in Phoenix. Because you know,
and I refused to let you bring it.
Right, because it was a CRT, which
I was like, I don't want that fat thing.
For anybody that doesn't know, a CRT monitor is a cathode ray tube, which means it's big like an old TV. So
like the old monitors.
But anyway, you know. Oh, and for anybody that doesn't know, if you have a laptop, you can hook it up to another monitor and have extra desktop space. So like one monitor can be like your internet and whatever, and the other one can be what you work on. And it makes it a lot more convenient, and you get a lot more space, especially when you edit things like photos. So for anybody that doesn't know that, try it out. It's really cool. Any monitor will fit into it as long as it fits on the side. So yeah.
Thank you for that information.
Yeah, I bring out the dork.
So I wanted to kill my dog this weekend.
Oh.
Because he tripped over my laptop power cord.
Here we go. Since he comes, he's going to hate me. Go ahead.
He tripped over my power cord, ripped it out of the wall.
Of your what? Your power cord of your? Not a laptop. It's
my iBook.
There you go.
And ripped it out of the wall. And so to replace, if I get the exact same
One online, guess how much, listeners? Guess. $80. Excuse me, Mom.
Okay.
Bing, bing, $80 for a cord with like metal inside of a box. What is that? No.
But
no,
I'm getting the
no.
alternative, which is only $30.
Still, it's just a cord. It doesn't do anything. And then
how much is a power cord for yours?
Like $10 at Radio Shack.
Wow.
Thank you.
Ooh.
Or you could order it from HP with a warranty for free. They'll give you another one, whatever. So my thing
is
like,
if you're Puerto Rican.
If you use Puerto Rican bargaining skills and you press four for Espanol. So no. My thing is like, okay, and then Ricky's like, well, I'll just have to buy a new iBook, you know, like jokingly. And I was like, a MacBook. And I was like, let me guess. The new cord for that one won't fit onto the old one. And he's like, no, because it uses a new magnet thing. And it's like, yeah, but why don't I just make a new cord instead of making the whole, like, inside of the thing that my mom's like, because they want you to spend money. And I'm like, exactly. No more Apple ever again.
So we super glued it.
Yeah.
We didn't even super glue it.
My mom's
nail
glue.
We nail glued it.
She's like, I had to do my nails, so just use this.
Yeah,
stuff.
Here. It worked great for my nails, so.
All right.
And
I'm imitating myself in a different voice.
I know. That's amazing.
It's like the Doublemint twins.
So that didn't work, so now I'm going to have to order one, but that's all right.
Okay, so everybody, I don't mean to like bag on Apple that bad, but like I always say, it's not that I don't like their products, is that why do they have to charge like three times as much as where you could get it anywhere else for the same thing?
Because they're monopoly.
Exactly.
That's it.
And I don't think that's cool. Like, I really don't think that's cool. And I think the more people that realize that over time, which won't happen because there's tons of people that buy into marketing, you know, I think that'll kill them. I mean, it's like, dude, if you're cool, you don't have to prove it by overcharging everybody. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So anyway, that's my thing. And also, Windows Vista has actually gotten a lot better since the first release. Of course. My mom bought a new laptop that I sold
She's
her.
Really excited.
Yeah, and
very
it's awesome.
Excited.
I mean, it's not
and
like beefy
junk.
Or anything. There's just something to get her by that'll work for her, and it'll be nice. And
it has Vista.
Yeah, and yes. I had to update. Like, there was like 15 updates for Windows Vista that were waiting for me, like stacked up inside the menu. But after all that, it's really not that bad. I mean, yeah, it's a lot like Mac, but I think for the people that got Vista when it first came out, it's like, dude, you never do that. It's like buying a car when it comes out before the Consumer Reports and all that. You don't do it. So, but now it's actually, I mean, it's really not that bad. Everything's smooth. Everything looks really sleek. Everything's like super high resolution. And not like I'm going to go out and get it for my laptop, but it's just like, I think it's pretty cool. It's not that bad. So,
so off topic.
Yeah.
You remember when we went to the furniture store the other day and the recliner that we really liked?
Yes.
And that furniture set?
Yes, we loved
it. Did you think
it.
That was a good price for what that was?
Yes.
Okay.
See, I don't know though. Like I can't argue though about that because it's like I don't know. Is that good?
I thought it was
a
really
sure?
good price.
Yes. Wasn't it? What
it's
was
like
it again?
Eight,
it was like $923 or something.
Oh yeah, that for that whole setup, including
right.
the ottoman.
No, the ottoman was $200.
Oh, that's
itself.
Right.
But
okay.
It's like I mean, Is that good?
Yeah, but you can bargain with them, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was going to walk in there like, listen, I have $950. That's with taxes.
Mm-hmm. Or I want this furniture. $800. Yeah.
And I want this furniture.
Yeah.
Right.
I think they'll sell it to me.
Yeah, I think so too.
Mm-hmm.
After that, though, we must destroy the cat because he's going to because he's going to rip the crap.
Yeah, that's
out of that.
One thing that might keep me from even buying furniture.
Declaw.
Because I feel I don't like doing that because it's bad.
Oh, and you know what? People call up. I mean, people might not do this. I know Drew will. Big fun, Drew.
Mm-hmm.
He always responds. He's an awesome guy. I talked to him the other day on the phone.
Braden.
Christian Enrique.
Lala hasn't been doing too good lately.
Oh, what happened to what's his name? Black guy.
Black guy. Oh, Xavier. He listens to another podcast because it's better than ours.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Are they like equal rights or something? Or? I'm just joking.
It was a black joke.
We love you, Xavier. All right. So I want to know what people think about like. I guess it's not genetic, but I mean, what do you think about modifying pets as far as like, you know, like implanting like those chips that help you find them or decline? What do people think about that? I want to know.
I don't like declawing.
I don't know what I think. You know, to me, it's like, yeah,
I
the
know
microchip.
What do you think?
What do you think? I spent $1,200 on that furniture. That's what I think.
That's I always have an opinion. That's why I'm an Al-Anon. Okay, decline. Well, this is how I look at it. We have a cat. Her name is
Nikki.
Nikki.
Yeah, we love the cat, but it's just
she's
like
wonderful.
She's gonna tear it up. Yeah. I mean, it's a fact of life.
And we were gonna buy some furniture, and I didn't want her, you know, using it as a scratch post.
Right, because you know, 3 weeks later, it'll be furniture like you see at Goodwill. And
exactly.
This was like Bassett furniture. This was like nice stuff. I don't know how much I agree with it, but I understand where she's coming from. Like,
right.
I understand. Like, okay, the cat's gonna destroy it. You know.
Right, so we had her front claws declawed, and she was fine, you know. She went through the surgery. Everything's fine. She doesn't claw up the furniture. She's an extremely happy cat. She's always, you know, playing and lively.
And you can mess with her now, and she can, like, play with you without her scratching the hell out of you.
Exactly. So we play more. You know, like, she'll get on the bed, and I'll throw the blanket over her, and
you know,
she'll,
you do the
you
towel
know,
thing, yeah.
It's just fun, and we have a great time. And again, she doesn't claw me up because she doesn't have any front claws. So I think it's a good thing. Of course, she doesn't go outside either.
I think maybe I'll do the rubber tip thing. Have you heard of that?
No.
Yeah, they put those little rubber
where they clip their nails and they glue rubber tips onto their nails and it stays on there for like 8 weeks at a time.
That can be pretty expensive, I bet.
Yeah, because they have to do it every time.
Yeah, but they show you how to do it yourself, so you don't have to go back to the vet.
Yeah, but you have to buy more rubber tips.
They're not that expensive. They're like 10 for like a dollar or something.
I don't know. Wait till Apple gets a hold of it.
The new Apple Claw.
They're called iClaws.
Right,
You're not funny.
I'm just joking.
Well, you just have to be able to look at yourself in the mirror and know that what you did was the right thing.
Right.
Especially as you look at your furniture. I don't know. I mean,
I don't know.
It's up to
you.
I
don't know if I want to. I don't, you know.
It's up to you because it's going to be your money for the furniture. And I think it's a cool idea.
I liked it. It was really nice.
Yeah.
It was really nice. I liked it.
And it was room
that
for
booth,
a lot of people.
That booth table thing was like
the bomb. Yes. We saw this neat table.
It makes your
it
house
had a kitchen
looks
table
like a restaurant.
That was really tall, but it had booth seating inside
it
your house.
It was so freaking cool.
Yes.
And like this huge table.
And it looked like leather, but it was faux leather.
Oh, my or God. Or pleather.
Pleather,
so like,
I know.
But like one half side of it was open, so it was like a half circle. So it's like, you know, like it's this, like as if you have it a waiter. So it was really cool. So.
Yes, very nice.
So
yeah
I was just thinking about it. The furniture was nice. I thought it was.
And hey, student
really
loans,
nice.
You know? What else are they
good
for?
Yeah,
it
was beautiful.
So, what do you think about that, Ma?
What part?
As experience being 52, did you ever use your student loans for a bunch of crap? And then later had to pay off $1 billion.
She had children. It was different.
Right. It's
no,
true.
I know. But, yeah, but did you, you know, were they like, Mommy, let's go to Disneyland? You're like, okay, I'll use the student loan money for it.
We have money. No, I really didn't do that.
What did you do with the student loan? Did you use it all in school?
I did, actually.
So how come you get so much money? Like, how come people get so much money?
Because it's also to assist me with living.
Oh, and they don't realize that you're fine?
Yeah.
I'm just joking.
And I did the same things when I got loans. I was all like, I need about $1,100 to live a month. They're like, wait, what? I'm like, shh.
I work for AOL. For anybody that doesn't know, Drew works for AOL.
Not enjoying
it,
but yes.
I thought we would go over some phone calls that we received.
Are they dirty?
No.
Always.
You can just go in order of them.
Is this a light or is this a regular episode?
Yeah, regular episode.
All right, cool. Hitting play.
So here's the first call from
Brayden.
Is it playing on this?
Brayden.
Brayden?
B-R-A-Y-D-N.
Is it playing on this?
No, playing on this.
In here?
Yes.
Yeah, you'll hear it.
Going?
Hey, everybody at Thought Monkeys. This is Brayden calling in, and I have a message for everyone that's listening to the show. What the fuck? You got to call. There are like 300 or some people that download this from iTunes. You have to call and leave reviews because you listen to the show and you love the show. What the fuck?
That's a statement.
Call in. It doesn't take long. The number is 1-206-984-FOWL. Foul's already in it for you. It's not like you have to think about it. It's Foul. Foul Monkeys, Foul. It's there. The work's done for you. Just call the number. Leave, like, talk to these people because they're nice. They're nice people. The dulcet voices. So just, what the fuck? I'm pissed off because I'm here calling every week, almost every week, trying to, you know, put my 2 cents in because Herb bitches about stuff and I want to bitch back.
His Canadian sense.
And if someone makes a dumb comment, I want to make fun of them. Just call the number.
His Monopoly money.
That's Brayden.
Thank
He's
you,
from
Brayden.
Toronto, I think.
Oh, how nice. Canada. How nice. So.
Yeah, showing his love.
We really do have listeners.
How much did you pay him?
It wasn't in money.
Woo! Plantains?
Yeah, that's what we call it these days.
Okay, after the phone call, we got to do her story about her crazy friend.
Yeah,
that's
what I was
going to
tell her about. Okay, so the next thing.
That was funny.
So the next call is actually from Drew.
I don't know who that is, but okay.
Drew.
What up, Foul Monkeys? It's Drew. That's right. I may be in the room at the time. I may not be. Uh-huh. Who knows? I can't see into the future.
But you can.
Yet. But I'm calling because if I am in the room, I'm probably sitting quietly next to my little sound device hitting random buttons making noises all the time. So I probably don't have a microphone around me. So I'm going to explain a story to, well, basically Ryan and Stephanie, who weren't there for the party night, and the rest of the customers. Customers what? Listeners? That's the word I was looking for. Well,
he's doing caricatures.
I was looking to relate to everybody that I had a housewarming party just the other day that the Foul Monkeys decided to grace us with, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. And I saw Ricky drunk for the first time, which was amazing.
AA
I
for you.
That Ricky loved to hug on and kiss on just about everybody who was there, gay or not. I think that's awesome. Ricky, you are my new hero. You're not my new slut. I believe you hugged me and kissed my neck like 20 times every time you saw me. Nothing, you know, too bad. It was just more of like, I'd see you, you'd be like, Drew! I'm like, Ricky! I'm like, I love you! And then you kiss me, and I'm like, yay! And then you wander away. 20 minutes later, we run into each other again. It'd be the exact same thing. And that's what makes it great. So, there we go. That is all.
Bye!
I'm so embarrassed.
I told him he was on the verge of cheating. Yeah.
Totally true.
Guy, girl, didn't matter.
Like I told him if this was my ex, if I was my ex, you and I would be broken up right now.
Yes.
It was fine. I mean, he was having fun, but it was like that's how, well, you know how Sam was.
Yes, I do.
Ooh. Ooh, let's see what Flossie thinks about the ex.
I know, right? Stories.
I remember you told, this was like the funniest way to say I don't care. You were like how your grandma says, that's interesting, mm-hmm. when she's like, this is retarded. you were like, well, I think Sam's cute, but that's about it. So I
was always polite. No,
yeah,
I liked
no,
him.
No,
he was a nice boy.
She always speaks her mind, which is where I get it. And but yeah, I mean, you know, you told me exactly what you thought, so it was always cool.
Yeah, and of course, you know, it's always up to him what he wants to do with his life, bottom line. I'm very mm-hmm. supportive. Mm-hmm. And I decided not to move down the street, Cedric, okay?
There you go.
Donate to us to keep it possible. I'm just joking.
Yes, you can make a donation at the website. You know, what's that noise?
It's thunder.
No, I made the microphone.
I'm just
joking.
Oh, it fell a little
bit?
All right. So we have one more call, right?
Yep.
And who is it from?
Tom.
Tom, the Rainbow Redhead.
Hey, guys. This is Tom, a.k.a. the Redhead. Just want to let you know I listened to the File Monkey Light, the very first episode, and I thought it was really, really good. And I hope you guys keep with the great work. And thank you also for leaving the message on my two-year anniversary of my podcast. And I look forward to having you guys on the show soon. So talk to you later. Bye.
That's nice.
So that was another podcaster, and he just celebrated his two-year anniversary.
Oh.
So it's awesome. Thank you for the message.
Yay.
What was I going to say? It you was something. Life? Oh, Foul Monkey's Light. It's like a big hit. Like everyone loves it.
Where that's like where it's just us two, because usually we do everybody.
Yeah.
But it's cool to just have us, because that's like we're. It's like how the show used to be.
Right.
So
you're just going to have guests like every now and then.
Right. Yeah.
Well, we're still thinking about it. We don't know. Like, we want to do the, I don't know if we want to do the like group like once a month and then just have me and Herb do the rest of it.
I think that'd be a good idea.
Yeah,
just have like a guest, maybe two,
mm-hmm.
just like what he used
at least
to be.
Just a sound person.
Well, I think right now it's a really good balance. Right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's a really good balance of like one,
mm-hmm.
you know, every week or every 2 weeks. I think that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. So now we're gonna go into Flossie's friend.
Oh no.
So freaking
and if you don't want to use a real name, that's fine. You could just use a different
name. No. Who cares?
No, but couldn't I anybody get sued?
No. Anybody
wait
who,
a minute. Abby should be suing her.
Right?
That's right.
Anybody who does that at your house is like ridiculous.
I know.
Like,
I know.
Don't even worry about it.
So where should I begin?
Like the beginning, or how you met her.
Okay.
Start from the end and move backwards. It's a good place to start.
Well, I met her, this person. I'll use a different name. Let's say her name is Terry.
Oh, no.
No?
Whatever. She was weird. That was weird.
Okay, Terry. So anyway, I met her one day when I went up to Black Canyon City. This is about 40 miles north of Phoenix, Arizona, which is where I live. I live in Glendale. Which is just a tad north of Phoenix. Well, anyway.
Just a smidgen.
A smidgen, yes. So, anyway, I met her one day when I was getting some food and at this little, what kind of a restaurant would you call it? Old, you know, that place that's in Rock Springs?
That like, it's like Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, but it's really authentic. Right. It's like an authentic Western, Southwestern restaurant. And next door they have a saloon. So I got a Corona. And I was waiting for my food to be cooked, and I heard music next door. So I said, can I take this Corona over there? And they're like, sure. So I go over there. I sit down, and this older gentleman asked me if I wanted to dance. I'm like, no, thank you. And then I noticed.
<Of course.
laughs> I'm like, I'm just waiting for my food.
Now, when you say older gentleman, you mean?
Older than me.
Like 7
She said younger.
No, but he was like, you know, 15 years older.
Oh, okay.
Something like that, yeah. You guys have good memories. So anyway, the next thing I know, Terry comes by and she starts talking to this man. So I realized they were friends. So I said to her, here, I'll move over a seat because I was sitting on a stool. And that way you can sit next to your friend. So one thing led to another. We started talking. And it mm-hmm. turned out we were both in the same field.
Mm-hmm.
So we became
friends. She's an RN for anybody that doesn't know.
Okay. So, you know, we started talking.
I don't think they know
she's
that.
Like, okay.
Thank you.
I'm like, how much do I want to reveal
now,
here?
What are you supposed
Cedric?
To say?
Cedric!
What did I teach you this whole week when Cedric would say, oh, let's do this. What are you supposed to say?
I forget.
It's all about me.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Ricky that's kept saying term. That. He did. So the other day when we said something, I go, it's all about me, Cedric. I love that.
I thought we've also abandoned Herb as a name now.
All right, so Terry, you
okay,
guys...
so anyway, we became friends, and she's single, and I got divorced a year and a half ago.
She's what, 45?
She's about 45, yeah.
Where's the story going?
Someplace.
Just wait.
It's into the gutter.
Just wait.
Yes. So we started hanging out. That's the bottom line, and she hangs out at this place up in Anthem, or actually it's in New River. It's called...
which is like on the way to Flagstaff from Phoenix.
Yeah, and I won't mention the place, but it's like a restaurant, bar. It's a fun place. Again, it's, you know, very Southwestern, and they have bands. They're playing classic rock or sometimes country or whatever, and, you know, one thing led to another, and I got to meet a lot of her friends, and because she's very sociable. Well, I found out she goes to the bar, like, probably, like, five nights a week.
That'll do it.
Floozy.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm starting to realize that. And my whole thing was, well, you know, I'm not going to be judgmental. You know, whatever. I don't, you know, I'm not married to her.
To each their own.
Exactly. To each their own. And I just.
Right on, Drew.
You know, exactly. And so I just spend like Friday nights, I get together with her and we go out and, you know, we hang out with other people and dance and stuff because I love to dance. Okay. Well, here we are this one Friday night. And she was in my neck of the woods. And we talked on the phone, and I said, well, do you want to come up here tonight, you know, to my house? Because I'm really tired, and I wasn't in the mood to, you know, go out. So she came over. Well, she drank way too many rum and cokes. The next thing I know, she's telling me this guy is coming over my house. And I'm like, what guy? Which one?
I know. There we go. Sound. I'm like really sucking at my job today.
Well, of course, I thought that.
There we go.
Oh.
It's late, but either way.
And slut.
Okay. So.
Wait, we have one more.
Slut.
Okay, so I'm trying to be very non-judgmental. Of course, and I'm like, whatever. And I said, you know, Terry.
I wish you could see her face.
We'll take, yeah, I need some pictures of you. We don't have to take pictures.
Gotcha.
Pictures.
I'm on it.
I'm like, you know, why did you invite him over exactly? It's like 2 in the morning. And she's like, well, I thought we could just have him over and we could have fun and go in the pool and all this stuff. And I'm like, well, I guess it's okay.
Now he's at the door.
Yeah. And I'm like, but... I think it would have been really nice if you would have asked me.
Yeah, that would have been my thing, too.
Yeah, no kidding.
So next thing I know, this guy shows up, and, you know, I'm like, so who is he? Oh, he's my Saturday night guy. Oh, okay. Yeah. She actually has names for each guy.
What?
I'm like, whoa, yeah.
She's like a Prince song.
I got to play that sound again.
Slut.
If you have days as names for your men, yes. I don't care how you try to spin it. That's bad.
Then it's really bad if they're saying Saturday morning.
Saturday
evening. Yeah. Yeah.
Saturday night.
Date and time for each guy.
Yeah, and again, you know, a couple of people had said to me, oh, like this friend of hers, I think he was like Sunday night or something. He said to me, she is such a whore. And I go, please. I'm like, but you're part of that, you know?
Yeah, it's like, what are you talking about?
She wanted to say, well, you're fucking a horror.
So I'm like, all of a sudden, I'm like, wait a minute. Are people associating me with Sherry thinking I'm like Sherry?
Ooh. Yeah. Terry.
Oh, excuse me. Terry.
This is what editing's for, but we're not going to.
It's going to be bleep. That's
it's cool.
Nobody saw that.
I meant fairy.
Hey man, that sounds pretty good.
All right, so Terry, okay. Sherry, Fairy.
Yes. So the next thing I know,
quite contrary.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, I was like, okay. So he comes in, and I'm, you know, trying to be a good hostess, and I offered, you know, would you like something to drink? He's like, yeah, I'll have a drink. So I make some drinks, and Terry is saying, I'm gonna go in the pool. We're gonna go in the pool. We'll see you out there. But I could tell she was, you know. Very buzzed. Very.
Pool quotation marks.
Yes. So, I get drinks and everything. I go out there and I go sit down. I put the drinks down. I look in the pool and I'm like, oh my God.
Uh-oh.
They're actually messing around in my pool.
You're like, that's only for me.
Exactly. I'm like, how dare she?
I haven't even broke that shit in
that's
yet.
That's my water.
I'm going to have to put extra chlorine.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my Lord. I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I felt like I was in the Twilight Zone.
Because it's like, you know, you don't see, like, you see that in our age, but it's like, you know what I mean? This yeah. is like... You know, that well, actually, it happened on Golden Girls all the time, so I don't know.
Yes.
No.
But still, you have to ask permission.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
A little bit of courtesy.
Yeah, courtesy. And I'm like, I'm thinking, damn, you know, ever since Herb moved, people are just like going wild at my house. So I said, excuse me, I think you might have to, like, take care of this somewhere else. I mean, like, maybe you need to go. And they're like, go? Come on in and join us.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what that reminds me of? The Saturday Night Live clip where the guy and the girl's, like, in the hot tub.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And they're always like, you're a massive lover.
We are lovers from the other angle. Come join us. We shall drink. We shall grope. We shall be merry.
Wow, dude, you got that down.
Ask
you
us,
do.
Best of Will Ferrell, one and two.
So, yes, even the older generations are practicing
wild moments.
Wild moments.
Orgies?
No, that would be a threesome if there's only three.
Right. Well, once you get to four, then it's an orgy.
Oh, okay. So three, no.
Actually, it's
four,
a
yes.
It's a 4G.
It's a 4G? Or...
And then after you get four, it's an orgy.
There must at least
I'm just
two
saying,
couples,
not that
I'm
like, not that I know anything about that, but.
We'll suck a dick up to the hiccup.
Oh, my God.
I forgot
so,
we
yes,
had that.
Was...
Oh, as you would.
Interesting.
And now Mama
so,
Cedric will never come around.
You said that she's like overstepped her boundaries with
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
oh, yes.
By far, yeah, yeah.
Yes, I was like, okay, you know, I called my friend Mr. Guam.
Yeah, she's in online dating too.
Yeah,
she gets it from me. She gets it from me.
Yes, this is true. This is true. So I have this friend who lives in Guam, and all my friends in Phoenix call him Mr. Guam. Although one of my friends said, wait a minute, isn't it Mr. Wong? I go, no, it's Guam. So I called him and I was telling him, he's like, oh my God, if I were there, I'd just kick her ass right out. So I eventually said, okay, guys, time to go. And they're like, are you kicking us out? I go, yes, I am. And he's like, I think she needs to sleep here. She's too drunk to drive. I go, sorry, she's your problem now. I'll open the garage. Bye.
That's where I get it from, too.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So the weird thing is, the next day, she calls. I didn't have time to talk to her because I was busy in my house cleaning and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then the following day, she's like, I'm wondering why you're not calling me back. Yeah. She's like, I need to talk to you. So she goes, I think I left my watch over there. So I called her back and I said, no, you didn't leave your watch at my house. And she goes, well, we need to talk. And I'm like, yeah, I think you're right, but it can't be now because I'm busy. She's like, well, I want to talk right now because we need to resolve some issues. And I go, well, it's not going to be in your time, Terry. Next thing I know, she hung up and that was that. So yeah, so somehow she's like irritated with me.
Because you wouldn't give her what she needed, I
guess. That's probably what it is.
The pool was her like access point. You took it away from her.
She's probably gonna start trying to run a brothel out of your house.
She's like, well, now that Herb is in here monitoring you and being your chaperone.
She said that?
No, but it's like weird. Like when she came to my house, she was just acting very, very different. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, well, your son's not coming home. I'm like, uh-huh. And?
This is your time to shine, girl. Let's go out and party. Woohoo! So you haven't heard from her since then?
No, and I haven't called her either because I'm just like done with her. Seriously. Because yeah. this was the you know, the main boundary that she crossed, and I think that was very inconsiderate.
Yeah.
You know. So, and I had been, you know, getting a little tired of her and her behavior because she's just not healthy mentally, unfortunately.
Ooh.
I know that's a strong statement, but I have the credentials to back it up.
We have a pie chart and everything.
I have the credentials to back up. I like that. That's hot. So, y'all want to go into Would You Rathers?
Already?
Yeah.
I'm definitely ready.
Yeah. We're at 50 minutes.
Oh, are we really?
So we're doing. Wow. I know. Wow. It goes fast, huh?
This is
the
so
story
much
about
fun.
The Angry Beach story.
I know, right? So we'll let Herb go first. Who is being distracted.
Sedgy? Stop.
Let's see. Does it have something to do with this monitor?
Would you rather walk like an 80-year-old or walk like an Egyptian? No, I'm just joking.
That would have been a good question, though.
I was going to go Egyptian for sure.
Would you rather walk like an 80-year-old or a 2-year-old?
A 2-year-old.
A 2-year-old.
Yeah, me too.
You might get a lot of bruises, but you don't look ugly while you're walking.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's basically saying, would you rather walk drunk or walk like decrepit? You know what I mean?
Slow or fast?
Would you rather walk like the dead or walk drunk?
Yeah. Because right. The slow, like the 2-year-olds, they just kind of use their like upper head strength and just go for it. They lean forward and just keep on running until they hit something.
Until they hit the wall. All right, Flossie, your turn.
Okay, let's see. Would you rather have sex with a 10 or 10 T's?
No. With a 10 or 10 ones.
So if you're rating like a person from 1 to 10, you know how they do that?
Oh, yeah.
Would you rather have sex with one really hot person or 10 really ugly people?
No.
Wait, what?
No.
10 being the person who's really good in bed or 10 people who aren't good looking too.
They're almost the same.
I can't.
This is like, well, wait a minute. Okay, let me make sure I understand.
True.
Have sex with a 10 or have 10...
Or have sex with 10 ones.
10 ones.
Oh, this is like a no-brainer. But you see, I was looking at it a little different. When you said 10, I'm thinking of the plantain again.
Oh! Damn! Mama said it comes out. I can't even hit the buttons I want to on this machine right now.
Sorry, dear. Sorry, Herb.
I'm fine.
Preach it, Mama Cedric.
Oh, my God. I would die if my mom said that.
I'm just trying to understand the question. I'm trying to get clarification.
Okay.
So, yes, definitely have sex with 8-10. Yeah. Forget the 10 ones. I don't want to waste my time.
There you go.
All right, Drew, your turn.
Okay.
Oh, I'm a little hot.
Right?
Me too.
Wait, nobody...
Are you sure the air isn't broken yet?
Whoa, wait. Nobody else answered that question, just her.
Oh, yeah. I would do a 10. As in, like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, 10.
Yeah. You had to think about it, Herb. What's that say?
Yeah, I'm going for 10, bro. What's going on, buddy?
We didn't hear you, Drew.
Oh, I said 10 as well. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, definitely, yeah. All right. Silence. Mine says, would you punch your grandmother, not full force, but solidly in the back of the neck for $16,500. There's their, like,
would you
rather.
Punch
it's no, just
it's,
a, would
yes
you?
Or no.
Yeah, apparently.
This is dangerous. He's thinking about it.
Yeah. I do like me some free punny. No, I like my grandma.
Aww.
Yeah, it would have to at least be a man.
And I only have one left
me.
Alive, so I really got to stay on her good side.
Oh, yeah. Well, good. That's a good boy.
Although if it was a bit more.
$1 million?
Probably.
$1 million? I would say no.
Herb.
Cedric.
Well, all my grandparents passed away before I was born, so sure, because I wouldn't be punching
him. Punch him in the face.
There you go.
Down, 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 down. And Flossie?
I would never do that.
That's right.
Money is not everything.
But it does help from time to time.
Yes, it does.
It does.
So, would you rather be able to hear every cell phone ring in your neighborhood or smell every fart?
Oh, my God.
Could you, like, turn it off?
Well, if both of them are silent, one of them's going to be really bad.
Yeah.
I would have to say the cell phone's ringing.
Yes. Yes. I put headphones on
but
first.
The thing is that if you get used to smells, though. So.
That's true. Just breathe with your mouth open. Close your nose.
No.
I've done that. I'm serious. As a nurse?
These patients are smelling.
This is true. I have stories. I won't go into it, but one time I thought I was going to pass out.
Dude, today at Walmart, I was like, I need to help somebody else because this guy's not working out.
Oh,
my goodness.
The guy that came to fix my air conditioner today.
Oh, yes. Febreze.
I was like, Flossie, he stinks.
Yeah, Ricky has like 8 fart sounds.
Right.
Oh, he does.
Oh,
but
yeah.
He was actually cleaning out a refrigerator that had no electricity for like 2 weeks. So it was really stinky.
Yeah, that's what he told. Ooh. That's what he told us.
Yeah. His excuse.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're at 55 minutes, so
Yay!
We should probably be ending it. So, any last words from anyone before I go into the spill?
Well, I just want to thank you all for inviting me. Seriously, I had the best time. I really did. This is so fun, and you all are so cute.
Well, you're welcome.
Yes,
you're welcome anytime.
Thank you.
Well, I guess I'll go into the...
I like turtles.
That, too. I like turtles.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to promote this, what do you call this?
A show.
This podcast, Foul Monkeys.
Foul Monkeys. No, but you called it something else.
Podcast.
I'm going to promote this in Arizona. Yes. I'm going to be like, check out Foul Monkeys.
Word get them round.
That's right.
I was like, I hope they're prepared for what we talk about.
We'll see.
Well, remember, all the people I know are friends with me, so what does that say? Oh, wait a minute.
They're really cool.
Yeah, exactly. Except there's only one Terry. Fairy.
Sherry. So I want to invite everyone to visit our website at www.foulmonkeys.com. You can also email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. And you can give us a call at
206-984-FOUL.
Oh, he got it.
And go to our MySpace, check it out. Misty, you put the new episodes on there. And didn't you do something else?
The reviews. We're having that contest, remember?
For the 5 reviews?
For the shirt.
Are we still doing it?
No, I actually have to send out the bumper stickers, so
The bumper stickers look good, for sure.
I need to take care of that because it's been
I
like want to
buy
weeks.
A bumper sticker.
Mm-hmm. You can do that online.
Yeah.
I like everybody else
to our website.
I just want to get. I want to buy one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you go to the website and click on Foul Monkeys Gear or whatever it says, you can order from there.
Or whatever.
Hit random buttons. Close your eyes. Hope for the best.
Yeah. So what else was I going to say? Oh, leave us iTunes reviews. We're actually at 35 reviews. We actually went from the 5th page to the 3rd page in like 2 days.
That's Woo-hoo! Right, B-Tall.
Because that stupid syphilis-filled mouth girl left us a bad review.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I can't believe we're above B-Talk, and I have to say that openly, because I think they're really cool guys, and they're all very attractive, but it's like...
That's right, bitch.
Sorry.
Monkeys are more advanced than bears, anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
So. Yes.
He knows.
So. What else? MySpace, iTunes reviews... Leave iTunes reviews. We need them.
Or just call us, like Brandon said. Yeah. It's not that hard. I used to call all the time before.
Don't
I
let
here.
A Canadian outdo you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. America.
Starting wars everywhere.
Even across the street.
So we can continue to live freely.
And tell everyone else what to do.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So anything else?
I'm good. I've had enough mom sex story for the night.
I know, right? Her and her 10-inchers.
Just because the show stopped doesn't mean that stopped.
And I haven't played Metroid Prime 3 in like a week because my mom's been here, which is fine because, I haven't played video games. But, speaking of which, I didn't write anything down, but we're going to talk a little quickly. No,
go,
no,
man,
no,
go.
No. How
next
long?
Time.
How long do you have?
We have like 2 minutes.
All right. I'm going to only do two things. The first thing is...
You can't think of it.
Okay,
don't break question. Anything of yours that's Apple because it sucks. And it'll cost you an arm and a leg. And go out and...
buy Metroid
Prime 3. Go out and play Metroid Prime 3. It's really awesome. That and Bioshock, which is actually outside. Oh, and there we go. And don't play Lair. Lair for PS3, the game of the dragons. I hear it's horrible. It got a 4.5 out of 10.
Really?
I watched some play of it. It looks good, but that's about it.
Yeah, I
so.
Guess so many good reviews like before it came out. Now
anyway,
out.
Check out Metroid Prime if you like first-person shooters, if you've never played it before, if you've never even heard of it, try it out. It's really cool. It's the reason to buy a Wii, as if there weren't enough already. So, oh, and my mom's 52,
yes.
And she likes the Wii. Imagine that.
Yes, woo! It was so fun. We had a great time.
We even made a Mii for her.
And it looks just like her, totally. Yeah. So we need to put our Miis online.
Oh,
send them
do.
To each other.
That would be cool.
Yeah,
fun.
Yeah.
So this is Ricky.
This is Herb.
This is Flossie.
This is Drew.
This is Foul Monkeys episode 113, and we're out of here.
Check out the blog. I'm going to have pictures of the Miis.
Peace out.
See you.
Bye.